RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Thursday morning, time for Perigo's Perspective here at RCR. Lindsay, how are you?
Just reeling from it all, Paul, still.
Just when you thought it couldn't get more crazy, Lindsay, it gets even more crazy.
And you think, what's going to happen next? Because we thought that was that. Nothing crazy can happen now, but something does.
The really crazy thing about what you're about to, I think, touch on is that if I remember back to the primaries that threw up Biden as the nominee, this person got about 1% of the vote in that primary, incredibly unpopular, and obviously a one of these, you know, hires into the job. And now here she is. How does this happen?
Well, the same way, she still hasn't accumulated a single delegate. She's been installed.
Yeah. Is that some kind of coup?
Oh, that's called upholding democracy.
Oh, that's right. That's why they're in Ukraine as well. I forgot.
Yes, all of that.
Okay. Well, I don't want to hog anything. I want to hear what you have to say. So the floor is yours, Lindsay. Let's go.
Thank you. Well, indeed. Now it is cackling commie Lala garrulous. The organizers of the Olympic Games opening ceremony thought they'd garnered the most grotesque gargoyles ever for their infantile spectacle, but they forgot this one.
Before we get to all that,
I am Kamala Harris.
My name is Vice President Kamala Harris, first woman VP.
My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
My pronouns are she and her. Fee, fi, fo, fum.
Well, all right. Some of that was an impersonator. So is some of this.
I, Kamala Harris, am your Democrat candidate for president because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility at the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be, unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. You think the country went to sh** over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Now, any moron could tell this was parody. Actually, it was done by Elon Musk using AI. Of course, woke fascists didn't see the funny side since they have no sense of humor. Sleazy, oleaginous California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "Manipulating a voice in an ad like this one should be illegal. I'll be signing a bill in a matter of weeks to make sure it is." Musk replied, saying that he had checked with renowned world authority Professor Sagon D's nuts, and he said parody is legal in America. In any event, none of this is an impersonator or AI.
Culture is, it is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning.
I asked my team, actually, to do a... I love Venn diagrams. Let me just tell you, I really just love Venn diagrams. So I asked them to do a Venn diagram for me. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? And it's part of our experience growing up.
Alas, the coup the Democrats have staged against Beijing Biden, the bribed bastard, for all that it's good he's gone, is no laughing matter. Cackling commie Lala is indeed a commie, and she's serious about it. She wants equality, not of opportunity, but of outcome.
We have always fought for equality, but now we are also talking much more rightly about equity, understanding that we must be clear-eyed about the fact that, yes, we want everyone to get an equal amount, that sounds right, but not everyone starts out from the same place. Some people start out on first base, some people start out on third base. And if the goal is truly about equality, it has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place.
In 2020, cackling commie Lala Garrulous promoted a bail fund for only Black Lives Matter rioters, killers, and looters, and said they shouldn't let up.
They're not going to stop, and this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop, and everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not, and we should not.
Cackling commie Lala Garrulous wants to defund the police. She calls it reimagining.
So, Megan, I think that a big part of this conversation really is about reimagining how we do public safety in America, which I support, which is this. We have confused the idea that to achieve safety, you put more cops on the street, instead of understanding to achieve safe and healthy communities, you put more resources into the public education system of those communities, into affordable housing, into home ownership, into access to capital for small businesses, access to health care regardless of how much money people have. That's how you achieve safe and healthy communities.
Cackling commie Lala Garrulous has been the border czar, supposedly to secure the border, already secured by Orange Man Bad and his wall, but in fact to open it to 11 million illegal aliens. Except she won't permit the use of that term, or the term radical Islamic terrorism.
You must have the courage to object when they use that term. Radical Islamic terrorism, which ignores how Muslims have overvalued been the greatest victims of terror.
Cackling commie Lala Garrulous has likened immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, to the KKK, simply because ICE has endeavoured to do its job and keep out the scum she wants to let in.
Are you aware of a perception that the way that the discretion.
I see no peril.
I'm not finished.
I see none.
I'm not finished. Are you aware that there's a perception that ICE is administering its power in a way that is causing fear and intimidation, particularly among immigrants and specifically among immigrants coming from Mexico and Central America? Are you aware of that perception?
I do not see a parallel between the power and the authority that ICE has to do its job and the agents and officers who do it professionally and excellently with lots of compassion.
Sir, how can you be the head of an agency and be unaware of how your agency is perceived by certain communities?
There is a lot of perceptions in the media and in the public that are incorrect about the agency.
But the perception exists, would you agree? Whether or not it's correct.
There, ladies and gentlemen, you have Cackling Commie's endorsement of the great philosophical corruption of our age, this age of postmodern masturbation, pomo wankery, as I like to call it, or nihilism. Perception is reality. Men can get pregnant. The earth is flat. There are 27 genders. 2 + 2 = 5. Freedom is slavery. Quacking is speech. Cackling Commie Lala Garrulous is a fry-quacking moron, supported by other fry-quacking morons on a Zoom call recently for white women. How racist and sexist. This from people who can't define women.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I am so honored to speak today. I am, like, shaking to just be among such incredible company. We are here because, as if you were here earlier, you've heard BIPOC women have tapped us in.
So, you know, we're using a few interesting terms here. And before I explain what she just said, I'm cringing already. White guys, is this what you're dealing with in your communities? Is this what we got going on? Like, what is happening? But anyway, she said BIPOC women tapped us in. So there was a Black Women for Kamala Zoom. I think it might have been the Black Men for Zoom, but I know it was a Black Women one. They had that. So she's saying that they said, all right, white women, you guys step up. So, and what BIPOC means, it means Black Indigenous Person of Color. That's the new way to say colored person. But anyway, I digress.
As white women, to step up, listen, and get involved this election season, this is a really important time, and we all need to use our voices and influence for the greater good. No matter who you are all influencers in some way. So tonight, I'm going to share some do's and don'ts for getting involved in politics online and navigating the toxicity that comes with it. And spoiler alert, as much as the toxicity can come from the outside, it can come from us too.
That must just about be the most definitive fry quacker of all the millions of them on the planet. Now, one of them might be president. The Dem scum have installed a jabby jihadi Jacinda jackboot, a pronoun pillock, a DEI hire, a woman who says there's no such thing as a woman, a proponent of occasional Cortex's green new scam. By the way, ask the Olympic athletes how they're enjoying their vegan fare, lack of air conditioning, and disposable cardboard beds. She's a person both stupid and evil, a malevolent hyena. The Marxist media maggotry, who until the debate were telling Biden to get rid of her rather than the other way around, are now all in, fawning nauseatingly over the new puppet who covered up the dementia of the old one. The talking points have gone out. Commie Lala was never really the border czar, and the rest of her record is being Orwelled as we speak. Back home, by the way, just so you know, the Law Commission has released a discussion document considering making misgendering illegal, meaning refusal to go along with bullshit pronouns would be deemed to be criminal hate speech. Just when we thought we'd put a stop to this crap. Our useless, Pfizer-touting, uniparty government will appease this garbage instead of doing what it ought to do, abolish the Law Commission and its woke fascist, taxpayer-funded commissioners. Contemplating Commie Lala and the Democrats with their totalitarian agenda and uniparty governments, I feel like Stephen Mallory in The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand. Quote, what's the most horrible experience you can imagine? To me, it's being left unarmed in a sealed cell with a drooling beast of prey or a maniac who's had some disease that's eaten his brain out. You'd have nothing then but your voice and your thought. You'd scream to that creature why it should not touch you. You'd have the most eloquent words, unanswerable words. You'd become the vessel of the absolute truth. And you'd see living eyes watching you. And you'd know that the thing can't hear you, that it can't be reached, not in any way, yet it's breathing and moving there before you with a purpose of its own. That's horror. Well, that's what's hanging over the world, prowling somewhere through mankind. That same thing, something closed, mindless, utterly wanton, but something with an aim and a cunning of its own. Unquote. In the aftermath of the deep state's botched assassination of Orange, I was alarmed by his newly serene demeanor. Even people with Trump derangement syndrome were saying how much nicer he was. Oh no, I thought. In the face of the drooling beast, we cannot be doing with nice. How reassuring then to hear this when he went back on the campaign trail.
For 3.5 years, Lion Kamala Harris has been the ultra-liberal driving force behind every single Biden catastrophe. She is a radical left lunatic who will destroy our country if she ever gets the chance to get into office. We're not going to let that happen. You know, I was supposed to be nice. They say something happened to me when I got shot. I became nice. And when you're dealing with these people, they're very dangerous people. When you're dealing with them, you can't be too nice. You really can't be. So if you don't mind, I'm not going to be nice. Is that okay? They want me to be nice.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.